One of the ancient manuscripts, it says that what Jesus wore, what it was put on him was a rose-colored vestment. Anyways, I messed that one up. Anyways, skip that one. It was a bad joke. Okay. The father put on his younger son a rose-colored vestment. But what's amazing is that the son, the younger son, actually left. The younger son actually left his house. He actually left the house. I'm going to put this down here. This is too loud. He actually left his father's house. Are you adjusting it? Because I can leave it back up. All right, I'll put it back up. Sorry, something happened. Our mic system is loud. So, apologize for that. But he left his father's house. I mean, like, it's just amazing. Like, he had everything. He had food, he had house, he had family, he had friends, he had work. He had everything he needed, and he leaves it all. Because he thought on the other side of the Kidron Valley, the grass was greener. So there he goes. He gets up and he leaves. I can't imagine how the father felt. I mean, the grief that the father must have had. The emptiness in his space when his son left, in this emptiness of the space in his heart where it was for his younger son, and it's no longer being filled by his younger son, and he's grieving tremendously. Why did he leave? But of course, the younger son didn't just leave his father. He left a community. Family and friends were there, and he left all of them. And you can only imagine, like, why are you leaving? And don't leave us. Like, hey, what about us? And remember the older son? Like, the younger son was one who made life a little easier for them. And now you're leaving us with the older son to deal with. Like, hey, fella, can you be a counter to him? We need you here. We need your talents. We need your gifts. We need your skill here. Why are you leaving us? Of course, then you got the older son. And the older son is like, well, what gives here? Like, come on, Dad. You can't just give him the inheritance. Like, what about my? Like he's just like you can just feel already the tension building in the heart of the older son. I mean, all the work still had needed to be done. His father's not getting any younger. More work for me. This is just not fair. But the younger son leaves. And he leaves. He goes to this incredible life. And, like, life was great, of course. I mean, the younger son, he goes and he doesn't just leave one community. He actually joins another community because he can't just live in isolation. So he joins another community and he is, like, obviously Mr. Popular. I mean, he's got money. He's got friends. Hey, hang out with me. I'm, like, really popular. Look at all this money I can throw at you. He's driving the fastest camel there is. Then things change. All of a sudden, his money runs out. And the friends leave. And he finds himself moneyless. He finds himself hungry. He finds himself starving. And all these friends he had, who he thought were his friends, disappear. And he ends up feeding swine, pigs. Now, we might not think that's too bad, but for a first century Jewish fella, feeding pigs, which are an unclean animal, I mean, it is like the worst possible job. It's even worse than cleaning the gum off the bottom of pews in church today. And there he is, scrubbing, cleaning, feeding these pigs, and he's just like drooling because he wants some of that goulash for himself. But nobody gave him even a spoonful. The emptiness in his heart for making the choices that he had made. And so one day he goes, you know what? I can just be a hired hand at my dad's house and I can at least get some food and buy some food at the Quick Trip. So he goes back, heads to his father, but his father had never given up. His father had never said no to his younger son. His father still had a place in his heart for his younger son. So as soon as he could see his younger son off in the horizon, he noticed the silhouette on the hills, the sand dunes, way over there. And his younger son came, and his father ran out to him and said, I'm sorry, please forgive me. And he's reunited with his father. But his father realized that what he needed wasn't just to be reunited with himself, that if he's really going to be come back to me, he has to be reunited and reintegrated with the community, with the family and friends that he dissed when he left. So he says to those there, he says, hey, fellow workers, go kill the fatted calf. Put a robe on him. Put fingers on his finger. Put sandals. I know you're upset at him. I know he made your life miserable here, but he's come back. We need to rejoice and celebrate. You see, you're very important for my being reconciled with God. We are all involved in it with one another. We are all connected in the mercy of God. And so if you are not reconciled with me, then it doesn't matter if I'm reconciled with God. That I need to be part of your reconciling with God. And when God reconciles himself to me, he calls us back into the community with one another. And you might say, but I don't like people named Tom. I don't want to be reconciled with Tom because Toms are all mean by definition. But here's Tom sitting in the front row. And you happen to be sitting in the row behind him. And now you're going to have to go up to communion following Tom. And you might go, but I don't want to. But God has reconciled himself with Tom. And therefore he is your brother. And therefore you also must be reconciled with him. And then of course you've got the older brother. He too. See, the father didn't want the older brother sitting at that end of the table and the younger brother sitting right over there. He wants them at the same intimate table together, all of us close. So, older brother, swallow your pride and forgive your younger brother because there's a feast. And the only way you can celebrate the feast is if you forgive him. You can stay outside, but there's going to be no dancing and laughing and fat cow to eat out here. It's inside. And so this week is the week when we're going to have an incredible celebration. Because see, on Wednesday we have our Day of Mercy. From 7 in the morning to 9 at night, we're going to have confessions all day. There's going to be lots of people, lots of priests. And it's meant for you and for your family and friends. You can call people up and say, hey, OLG's got free confessions. And this year, This year, we have our second graders. They're going to be celebrating their first reconciliation with us. See, instead of having their own little celebration by themselves, they're going to be getting to realize that they're reconciling with God. It's part of this larger community. And so they're going to be coming all day with their family to celebrate the sacrament reconciliation. And you'll know it's a second grader. Are you a second grader? You're a third grader. You? And so you're a second grader? You're a third grader. Never mind. Two third graders. All right. I'm a second grader. But you'll know there's a second grader because the second graders are going to get a budge in line card. Because we are so thrilled that they're making their first reconciliation, they're going to get a card that says, I get to cut. And if you see them, you just let them go right in front of you, and you go, but I was in a hurry. But that's okay. They're in second grade. They're making their first reconciliation, and you can say a little prayer for them. Also, people over 90 get to budge in line as well. If you're over 90, you say, I'm over 90. And if you're only, you know, like 57 like myself, you can say, I'm 90, and it's just one more sin to confess. What's the big deal? Anyways. But see, our mercy, our reconciling, this, we're all in it together. We need to remember that. That God's mercy isn't just so that I can have a nice life. God's mercy is given to me so that I can serve you freely. And then we're going to have a party. We're going to have a huge party. On Friday, it's called our fish fry. And so we're going to have the best fish fry in the entire state of Minnesota. I mean, St. Albert the Great is just drooling over what we're going to have here on Friday. And so I want to invite all of you to the fish fry to celebrate mercy and reconciliation. This whole week is a week of asking God to forgive us. Then come on Friday to the fish fry and celebrate with a community reconciled. It's a great gift God gives us, his mercy. And God gives us his mercy to all of us. His son died so that we could have it. But his mercy means that we must be connected to one another. So come, receive his mercy, and then come, love one another.